rest till they think they've got it all. They got up on a lot of boats, but honey's I ain't one. From now on, I'm keeping my pay. I'm gonna deduct nothing. Take 1040 forms and shove them. Straighten out their own damn mess. You can light me off, 'cause I ain't giving time to the IRS.
From the WGNS studio in Murfreesboro, Tennessee, this is the Financial Doctor Show, where cookie cutter financial advice just doesn't cut it. If you're like me and you're tired of one size fits all financial talk radio, you're in the right place. I'm your host, Jason Qualls, certified financial planner and fee-only financial life coach. If you want to learn more about the show, you can go to financialdoctorswithans.net. There you'll find links to our email and our Facebook page. If you have questions about your money, feel free to email or Facebook us. We'll do our best to answer your questions live on the air today. For more about me, Jason Qualls, certified financial planner, and the process I call fee-only financial life coaching, go to jasonwqualls.com. Questions, comments today, chime in, 893-1450. Again, 893-1450. Welcome to the show. Thanks for tuning in, and we can't tell you how grateful we all are for our listeners out there. This is week 5 of 5, or our series on real, holistic financial planning. And when I say holistic, what do I mean by that? I mean that something that we talk about that covers your entire financial life. If you missed our last 4 shows, in week 1 we covered how to build a strong financial foundation. Week 2, retirement planning and saving for college. And week 3, good times, investing for good times and bad. And last week was estate planning. If you missed any of those, go to financialdoctors.net. You can listen to all the podcasts right there on the website. But today, the topic of our show is relevant to this time of year, and that's why we chose to end the 5-week series with this topic, and that's taxes. You know, Benjamin Franklin said, "But in the world, nothing can be said to be certain but death and taxes." And I think, unfortunately, like most of us out there, most of you out there, income taxes is something we can't get away from. We all must pay them. And if you look at, you know, people out there that work for an employer, by the time you get your check, it's been diced up in so many different ways. But one of the issues that I see with my clients is that most people don't really think about taxes until March or April. And around April 15th is one of the most dreaded times of the year for millions of Americans. But this year, tax day is April 17th. It's not the 15th. April 15th is a holiday. The 16th is a holiday in Washington, D.C., the Emancipation Day holiday. So therefore, your federal returns are due by April 17th, not the 15th this year. So, a little side note there. But the American tax system is under much debate today, and mostly in the political arena. And this is because it's just basically one huge complicated mess. There's over 72,000 pages of the tax code. And by the end of this year, with all the political things going on, it's projected to be at 75,000 pages. That's just crazy. So today we'll look at the history of income taxes here in the U.S., how we kind of got where we are, and hopefully give you some tax planning tips to save you some quan, as Cuba Gooding Jr. said it on Jeremy Maguire. Save you some money on your taxes here today, hopefully with our tips. And right here on the Financial Doctor Show, your place for real financial planning. For more about me or the show, you can always go to jasonwqualls.com. And I know everyone is just excited about taxes and they love paying taxes, so I know you can't wait to get to all the fun. But let's start by covering what we tell you all about the Financial Doctors Radio Show. I'm a certified financial planner, have a business degree in finance, I have a master's degree in business, and I've spent almost a decade helping people with personal finance. And during that time, I've had a lot of unique experiences, and it's shaped a very unique view that I have of the financial services industry. Now, I have a strong belief that most financial advisors are driven by more how to sell you financial products than providing you with sound financial advice. Because basically, most financial advisors are really salespeople. And you, the client, have no way of knowing whether or not the recommendations they make are in your best interest or the interest of the advisor. So, This show and my financial planning practice, I receive zero compensation from anything or any product we discuss here on the air. And we want to give it to you straight, unlike most financial advisors out there. And they would rather you stay in the dark about possibly a better way to receive financial planning advice. They don't want you to know there's something out there called fee-only financial planning that doesn't involve selling you something. And this is a model where you pay for knowledge, expertise, and advice. For more, go to jasonwquals.com. And also, for many years, I sat back and I listened to all the financial talk radio shows out there. And I share this view with a lot of people in the industry, that they continually and repeatedly dish out cookie-cutter financial advice. And if there's one thing you take away from this show, it's this. Financial planning is not one size fits all. Everyone's situation is unique. And there's no way that the same advice or the same process will work for everyone. It's impossible. So I hope that makes some sense. We're glad you're with us today. So for more about the show, go to financialdoctorswithans.net, financialdoctors.net. And we're going to take a quick break. And when we come back, we'll dive into tax planning. You're listening to the Financial Doctors Radio Show. Is it time to get rid of that old, worn-out carpet in your home? Replace it with something that enhances not only the beauty, but also the value of your home. Hardwood flooring is the way to go. Stop wasting money on new carpet every 5 years and replace it with something that lasts. Call the folks at Jonathan's Flooring at 207-9680. They specialize in custom sand and finish hardwood, pre-finished hardwood, and all types of laminate flooring. Want to hear something cool? They've been serving Murfreesboro for 12 years, and they have over 100 years of combined experience. And Jonathan's Flooring has a deal for all my listeners. There will be any written estimate from any legitimate competitor, and also guarantee a higher quality of work. So call Jonathan's Flooring today at 615-207-9680, or find them online by going to JasonRecommends at FinancialDoctors.net.
Your home is your largest investment. If you have storm damage, are looking to remodel, or even to replace your old drafty windows and doors, the quality of work matters when it comes to adding to the value of your home. Don't hire a fly-by-night contractor. Protect your investment and call Residential Services of Middle Tennessee at 907-3040 or just drop by their showroom at 1015 South Church Street right next to the post office. They are a locally owned family business located right here in your hometown. A-plus rating by the Better Business Bureau with over 50 years of combined experience. Here's just a few of their specialties. Asphalt and metal roofing, Energy Extreme Vista windows, siding, seamless gutters, and all types of doors for your home. And all work offered by Residential Services of Middle Tennessee is backed by their 100% customer satisfaction guarantee. You can count on them to be around since they have been serving our community since 2004. Protect your investment and call Residential Services of Middle Tennessee at 907-3040 or online at rsmti.com. And don't forget to drop by their showroom at 1015 South Church Street right next to the post office and mention the Financial Doctors Radio Show to get 10% off today.
Is your financial advisor really a salesperson? Traditional financial planning is the source of the stress that most people feel in their financial life. This is because most financial advisors are driven by how to sell you financial products rather than providing sound financial advice. The way your advisor is compensated really matters. Hire someone that puts your interest first and really works for you, not a mutual fund broker dealer or an insurance company. If you're looking for someone that can provide you with sound financial advice that's objective and unbiased, call me, Jason Qualls, Certified Financial Planner and Fee-Only Financial Life Coach at 878-2134 or go to jasonwqualls.com.
Hello, this is Grant Lichtenwalter with Middle Tennessee Insurance Group. We specialize in shopping your home and auto insurance out with the top-rated companies in the country. And even though our rates are low, we pride ourselves on our service and our attention to detail. We save the average household over $500 a year, while in most cases increasing their coverage. Call Middle Tennessee Insurance Group today at 898-0053. Your home for affordable coverage with complete protection.
Thankful I don't take it.
Welcome back to the Financial Doctors Radio Show, where cookie cutter financial advice just doesn't cut it. I'm your host, Jason Qualls, certified financial planner. Questions, comments today, 893-1450. Joining me in the studio is Grant Lichtenwalter with Middle Tennessee Insurance Group. For their website, go to mid10insgroup.com. Or is that right? mid10insgroup.com. I'm getting old, Grant. I've said it 1,000 times, and I've screwed it up on the second or the 23rd time. 898-0053, 898-0053. Welcome, Grant. Glad you're with us today.
Glad to be here.
And Grant's going to share with us something he's got special for all the listeners, and also keeping standing with our tradition here in the last few weeks, his deal of the week. And if you, for those of you that are just new listeners to the Financial Doctors Radio Show, Middle Tennessee Insurance Group is a local independent insurance agency, meaning they can serve your interest, not the interest of the insurance company. So, Grant, what do you got today?
Yeah, this deal of the week is a perfect example of that, because while we love to save people money, that's not really what we're all about. We hold ourselves up as advisors, and the deal of the week really exemplifies what we do. We've got a married couple, age 52 and 53, with a 25-year-old son, 3 full coverage cars, 1 liability car. They had 100, 300 coverage, $195,000 house, and $90,000 rental house. Okay, what we did is we came in, we increased the coverages up to $250,000, $500,000, $100,000, increased the coverage on their home. Their home was underinsured by $14,000, and increased the liability on it by $200,000. They'd been with their prior carrier for many, many years and had never stopped to look at what they had, and their coverages were very underinsured and outdated. Increased the coverage on their rental house by $1,900. And then here's the big thing, Jason. We came in and we put in, these people were approaching retirement, wanting to make sure they're protecting everything, and we added $1 million umbrella policy on top of this. So the total liability, and additional liability they picked up was $1,200,000 in liability protection. It's huge. It's great protection. And the total savings on all that, which is, you know, we're about protection and savings, the total protection went up $1,200,000, but the total savings was $1,253 a year. Now that's some qualm right there. That is huge savings. They were ecstatic. And again, it wasn't about just saving them money and leaving them with what they had. It was about making sure, number one, they were protected. And if we couldn't have saved them any money, I would have come in, made them a recommendation, had them go back to their old agent and at least make the changes. But fortunately, we were able to do both.
That's amazing. People, you know, we talked about it in previous weeks. You need to save as much as you can. And one easy way to save money is through your homeowners and auto insurance. Give Grant a call, Middle Tennessee Insurance Group, 898-0053, or mid10insgroup.com.
And we want to up the ante today. We want to do the first two people to call in and give their name and number. We'll call them back first of the week. We won't get into all that today on the air and all that, but call in to get a quote. We're going to give away 2 $10 Demas's gift certificates. In addition to the $10, we're going to donate to the Rutherford County Habitat for Humanity. So first two people to call in, just give your name and number to the producer. Somebody from Middle Tennessee Insurance Group will give you a call first of the week, get you quoted up, no obligation, $10 gift card, even if we can't beat your rate.
Free quote, $10 gift card, and $10 donation for the Habitat of Humanity here in Rutherford County. First two callers, 893-1450. But we have a caller live on the air. Welcome, caller.
Yeah, hello.
How you doing?
Welcome. Yeah, good. Hey, I had a question about refinancing a house.
Okay, go ahead.
What would be some of the key things that you would want somebody to look at in determining if that was a good move to make or not? With interest rates being as low as they are right now, it's very enticing. But I also know if you do it under the wrong conditions, then you potentially could mess up. So what would be some of the things you'd recommend to look for?
Well, before we get into generality, what conditions are on top of your mind so we speak directly to that? What conditions do you think would mess you up?
Well, I know, there's fees associated with refinancing, and I've always heard people talk about the break-even period as far as the extra that you're going to end up paying on the mortgage versus the interest money that you're going to save. So I guess those are some of the kinds of things I'm thinking about.
Yeah, one way, there's a lot of cookie cutter approaches out there that people use, and we've talked about it, I think, on our very early shows about the break-even point. And one thing that people get away with, and they say, well, my interest, they try to use rules of thumb, say, well, my rates is at 6, and now I can get it at 4. And they use, well, I heard everything over 1% is a good time to look at refinancing. And people really focus on payment. They say, well, I'm paying $1,000 a month now. If I refinance, I get to pay $800 a month, and that's one way to look at it. What you really want to look at is, what is your total mortgage balance now? What will it be after the refinance? And then where will it be 12 months from today, 24 months from today, and 36 months from today? And look at your break-even period on that total mortgage balance. That's because where your break-even period you're trying to break even on is your closing cost. So if you have a $100,000 mortgage today, and by refinancing tomorrow, it adds a $3,000 fee or cost associated with that, how long will it take you to recoup that cost and savings? And I'd say anything under 2 years, you're okay. That's a little too cookie cutter there, because you got to look at how long you're going to live in the home. So if it's a long-term deal, it may be a different situation whether you plan to move in 3 to 4 to 5 years. It may not be worth the hassle. But most people forget to look at the total outstanding mortgage balance, because I had a client the other day we were looking at, and, you know, if you have a mortgage that will be paid off in a few short years, if you're extending that mortgage period, you know, just because you're saving money monthly doesn't mean you're really going to save any money over the long term. So you really got to compare apples to apples. You know, if you're on a, if you had a 30-year mortgage for 5 years and you're going back to a new 30-year, that break-even calculation isn't going to be the same.
Right, right. If you're not planning on staying in the house for a longer period of time, or even up to the point that you pay it off, then the shorter amount of time that you're going to be there probably decreases the need to go through that refinance.
Well, it decreases the need to put it on a long-term note. What some people do, and here's a risky run, but what some people have done in that situation is use ARMs and other non-traditional mortgage products, and, you know, mortgage guys will kind of push that to you to say, well, somebody will say, well, I'm only going to be in my house for 5 years. It doesn't make sense to refinance. And they'll say, well, we got a 10-year ARM that you can go do. And, you know, that makes some sense in those short-term situations, but you got to be aware of the risk associated with that, because what happens if you lose your job? What happens if the housing market takes another dip? And what happens if, you know, you decide you want to stay? Those unknowns, you know, as long as you're aware of those risks, there's some things to combat that. But I would tell you, traditionally speaking, if you just really take the pure costs associated with it and look at the mortgage balance on both, you know, 12 years from today on your current mortgage, 12 months from today on your new mortgage, and then break that down of when you will break even on the new payment, and that should give you some justification of whether how long you got before you do it.
Okay. All right. Appreciate it.
And you can go to my website and financialdoctors.net. Brandon Burks with First Bank is on there, and Brandon's a great resource to use. You know, he'd be happy to run a quick calculation for you to tell you whether or not to it's in your best interest. And that's one of the reasons that I endorse Brandon on the show, is because I believe he's ethical, and he's not a sales oriented person. He's very transparent. He'll tell you exactly what the risks are, the costs are, and help you the best way he can.
Okay, appreciate it.
Okay, thanks for calling. All right, we had Grant on. Thanks for the caller. We're much appreciated to all the listeners out there. But what are we talking about? We're talking about taxes. And the recent developments in the last few days is that on Friday, which is just yesterday, Congress passed the extension of the payroll tax cut. And they voted to continue the 2% break on payroll taxes and also extend unemployment benefits for the rest of the year. Yeah, that makes me happy. I'm glad they extended it to the rest of the year. But one thing that frustrates me about politicians and the tax code is that we don't really hear about what happens on January 1, 2013. And for people out there that don't know, all the tax cuts that the second George Bush president put into action are scheduled to expire at the end of this year. And here's some of the rate increases we're going to see. The top tax rate will go from 35 to almost 40%. The long-term capital gains rate will go from 15% to 20%. That's a 33% increase, by the way. And the maximum tax rate on dividend income, which is now capped at 15%, will be taxed like ordinary income. So that could potentially, depending on how much income you're earning, could really cost you be moved from 15 to 40% if you're in that high tax bracket. The marriage penalty returns. In 2013, the standard deduction for married taxpayers will basically go up 200% of the amount available to unmarried filers. So the estate tax, we talked about this last week, the estate tax law changes. It goes from a little over $5 million in 2012 back to $1 million. So if you have a high net worth estate, That's a $4 million difference in what you can exclude on your estate planning purposes. There's a new Medicare tax coming around. It's a 0.9% on earned income above $200,000. And in addition to that, there's a 3.8% Medicare tax that applies to investment income for high-income individuals. This is all to bankroll Obamacare. And it's not a political talk today. It's just most people aren't aware of these new things that are coming around January 1. I'd rather hear the politicians talk about these things and not about, you know, the short-term fixes like the payroll taxes. So that's some of this food for thought. We'll put all that on the website, financialdoctors.net. But let's look at the history of income taxes. You know, the national hatred for income taxes goes back to the beginning of our great country here. You know, we called it taxation without representation back then. And it led to all kinds of revolts back in, you know, the 1700s, 1800s. But, you know, everybody's familiar with the Boston Tea Party. Instead of paying taxes on the tea, they dumped it in Boston Harbor rather than paying tax on it. And one of the reasons that we fought for our independence from the British rule was because we didn't like taxes. And as soon as the U.S. government got on its own, what did it do? It started placing taxes on the same items that Great Britain was taxing us for and we didn't like. So we had a big war in 1812, and to finance that war, we imposed the first sales tax. In 1863, the government collected its first income tax, and 5 years later, you know, well, a flat tax was imposed in 1867. 5 years later, in 1872, it was repealed altogether, which that was good news if you're around in those days. But then Congress passed the Income Tax Act of 1894, and that was short-lived as well because it got struck down a year later. But by 1913, which we're in the 99th year, 1913, Congress passed the 16th Amendment, which made the income tax a permanent part of the U.S. economy or U.S. government. And it's been there ever since, and you know, since it's a constitutional amendment, very unlikely we'll ever see a huge change in it. But ever since that time, the government's kept adding and adding to the tax code. And this makes tax planning extremely important part of your financial plan. So we're going to look at tax planning today on the Financial Doctor Show. We're going to cover a few tips before we go to break real quick. But what is tax planning? Tax planning is simply just taking advantage of all the things and all the tools out there at your disposal to minimize taxes. Now, do you qualify for certain credits? How do you get the most deductions out of your annual income to ultimately reduce your taxable income and pay less taxes? And there's two main things that really help you save money in taxes. And tax deductions will be one, and then tax credits will be the other. What is a tax deduction? People confuse the two. They hear the term all the time. What is the two? Well, a deduction is where you lower your taxable income. If you make $30,000 a year and you take a $5,000 deduction, it means you only pay tax on $25,000. A tax credit is basically the opposite. It lowers your tax bill dollar for dollar. So in that situation, if you made $30,000 and that's your taxable income with no deductions and you would have a result of taxes on that amount of money, a credit would give you a reduction in the amount of taxes you pay. So one reduces income, that's a deduction. One reduces the amount of tax, and that's a credit. So one way that I've had conversations like this over the years, and I'm sure Grant has too, but I found this kind of amazing, Grant. IRS stats say that 75% of Americans get a tax refund check. Well, and what most people don't understand is they don't even know what that is. They think it's like free money from the government.
Absolutely.
But people, you need to understand, when you have a refund coming to you, assuming you don't have some kind of crazy circumstance, like a huge business loss or anything like that, that is just money you've overpaid to the government. That is money you've given to the government and earned zero interest on, and they're giving it back to you because you gave them too much. It's not a good deal. So one of the ways you can help with planning your taxes is make sure you have the proper withholding from your paycheck. And it says, you know, the stats looked up, every month most taxpayers on average pay $200 too much in income taxes. So if we're doing financial planning and we're trying to maximize the amount of money we need to save to retire and send our kids to college and pay off debt, that should be the number one way. And what most financial advisors don't do is they don't understand taxes themselves. Now, they're trained how to sell mutual funds and life insurance. they know very little about taxes, so they overlook this. So that's why working with someone that has knowledge in this area can help you. So for a good quick calculator to what your withholding should be in your paycheck, is I have an easy calculator on my website. If you go to jasonwquals.com, click resources, and then calculators, there's a quick calculator. It's an easy way. But I would say work with a professional here to really determine how much is being withheld from your paycheck. Because if you're getting a large refund back every year, that just means you're paying way too much. And I know, Grant, you've seen this, and I don't know how to beat this in the head of people that tax refunds aren't a good thing.
I heard a funny story this week about a guy, high-income guy, owns his own business. He's a employee of the business, but it's just him and his wife, you know, late 50s, early 60s guys, and he put 7 dependents on his W-4 so that he doesn't have to, so they don't withhold anything. And he, you know, he's... The smart people know this. They don't want the government holding their money. I mean, if nothing else, you can spend it, you can invest it, you can do with it whatever, versus the government holding it until the end of the year. And the best thing, really, on April, whenever you file your taxes, when you go to H&R Block, either you owe the government or wherever. Where most people think they look forward to it, like they're getting this big windfall of money when they go do their taxes. The best thing you can do when you go do your taxes is either get a dollar or give a dollar. I mean, you know what I mean? Just break even. You don't owe them anything. They don't owe you anything. That means you got to use your money for fun and investing and whatever, paying off debt throughout the whole year.
And when I address this issue and they understand, I see I gave the government way too much money. And then they say, well, I like getting that refund. It's kind of a way that it forces me to save. I'm like, well, if that's what it takes for you to save, you really need to be working with a financial life coach, getting you on a realistic budget. So let's not give the government too much money. So number 2 of the easy steps in making sure you're doing proper tax planning is keeping good records. And anyone that's, you know, has filed a return, you need to keep tax-related records for 3 years just in case the IRS comes knocking at your door. And some of the things you want to keep from aside from your tax return is W-2 forms, pay stubs, you know, your mortgage payment statement. The gentleman called in asking about the mortgage. So if you refinance your mortgage, that's going to play into a part of having an extra tax deduction on your mortgage. So that gentleman that just called in, if you do decide to refinance, and Brandon Burks at First Bank can help you with this, is there'll be an extra, could be a potentially extra tax deduction there for the refinance cost that you're paying. Of course, you need to keep all tax returns, receipts that you may claim for any deduction, charitable contributions. If you have a car used for business, keep up with the mileage, keep up with those kind of things. Any business travel expenses. And also, just because there are some, you know, you may have moved and you don't want to rely on someone having to send you a form so you can file your taxes, keep canceled checks and things where you put money in your IRA or maybe even your 401k so you know what amount of money you did contribute. Keep credit card statements, bank statements to verify deductions. And one thing that's overlooked here, keep medical bills. Anything you've paid for medical expenses, keep those. So you have all this stuff when it comes time to file your taxes. And what I hated doing when I used to do this stuff on paper, you know, being a business owner since 1999, you know, technology has blessed us with this great thing where we can scan documents into a computer. I know many of you out there may not be that computer savvy, but maybe find something that makes it a little easier to keep track of these documents. And one way is to scan them, save them to your computer, and that way you can just print them out if you need them. You don't have to keep big piles of documents and stuff in a drawer somewhere that you're not really keeping up with. So to recap the 2 easy steps, look at your paycheck withholding. You don't want to be getting too much money back when you file your tax return. And then the next is keep good records. And let's go on another tip before we go to break. And you mentioned H&R Hack. I have nothing against H&R Block, but
I remember
people, that's what they're kind of called in the financial services industry. They do a great job, and there's a lot of other tax preparers out there. One thing I would caution you on, if you're getting your taxes done, it's not done by a qualified professional. is just be sure you're working with someone that's competent. One of the major things that I see when I look at returns that are done by these kind of mass-produced tax filing people is they miss a lot of just simple deductions. And you want to make sure you're maximizing your deductions. So
When I first became self-employed, I almost said unemployed. When I became self-employed.
Self-unemployed.
Self-unemployed. I took my taxes in there. I'd been going there when I just had a W-2 and stuff like that. And I went in there with what little I had. I was young and didn't really, you know, the business was young. They had three different people look at it. And then the third person says, I really don't know how to do this. And I went to a CPA and he had it knocked out in about 5 minutes. So yeah, not endorsing H&R Block.
No, we're just picking on them. But so they do get a lot of bad hype. They do a great work. But if you have more than just W-2s, and if you're itemizing on your taxes, and especially if you have a business or a rental property, don't go see the fly by night people. No. It's too complex. And to give you some instance, I've been doing business taxes since, you know, 99. I've had CPAs off and on, and I'll speak to my philosophy on CPAs in a second, but I've used different advisors for taxes over the years, but I'm quite confident in my ability up to a certain point. I don't know the tax code is 72,000 pages, but I took a master's course in business taxation, and the guy that taught the course was a CPA and also a tax law attorney, one of the smartest people I've ever seen when it comes to taxes in my life. And yeah, I think I've been doing taxes since 99, or no, business taxes at least, and thought I understood some stuff about tax. And I don't know, Jack. And I don't know if that makes me just really dumb or that makes that guy really smart, but I'm telling you, if you're just out there trying to do it on your own as a business owner, you need to be running your business. It's too complicated. But I say that jokingly. He taught me more areas of the tax code about loopholes and just simple, you know, I'm not talking about anything illegal here, but just things that I had studied tax and being a financial planner and, of course, taking the accounting stuff. And, of course, done my own stuff, but this guy knew stuff. He was a specialist. And when you have a complex situation, if you listen to our show at all, you need a specialist. And this is one of the areas that if you have, like I said, rental property, businesses, go see a specialist. If you had a couple W-2s, then you can use someone like H&R Block. But something complicated, they're not going to be able to help you with. So before we go to break, we're going to take a quick break. Our normal sponsor that's usually joined us on the show is Dusty Brown from Dusty Brown Jewelry and Style. And we've done giveaways from her show in the last few weeks. We don't have a giveaway today, but if you get a piece from this local artist, and you can find out more about her at dustybrown.net. You know, everything's handpicked, placed in just the right place, you know, from beaded necklaces, bracelets, sterling silver earrings, and it can't be mistaken for a mass-produced product. No, she's in a lot of high-end retailers here in Murfreesboro. E. Allen Boutique at the Avenue. She's at Sugary's on the Square. Reeves same. But it's all handcrafted right here in Murfreesboro. So give her a call, 439-7836, or go to dustybrown.net. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we'll dive into some more tax planning tips. Is your financial advisor really a salesperson? Traditional financial planning is the source of the stress that most people feel in their financial life. This is because most financial advisors are driven by how to sell you financial products rather than providing sound financial advice. The way your advisor is compensated really matters. Hire someone that puts your interest first and really works for you, not a mutual fund broker dealer or an insurance company. If you're looking for someone that can provide you with sound financial advice that's objective and unbiased, call me, Jason Qualls, Certified Financial Planner and Fee-Only Financial Life Coach at 878-2134 or go to jasonwqualls.com.
Hello, this is Grant Lichtenwalter with Middle Tennessee Insurance Group. We specialize in shopping your home and auto insurance out with the top-rated companies in the country. And even though our rates are low, we pride ourselves on our service and our attention to detail. We save the average household over $500 a year, while in most cases increasing their coverage. Call Middle Tennessee Insurance Group today at 898-0053. Your home for affordable coverage with complete protection.
Is it time to get rid of that old, worn-out carpet in your home? Replace it with something that enhances not only the beauty, but also the value of your home. Hardwood flooring is the way to go. Stop wasting money on new carpet every 5 years and replace it with something that lasts. Call the folks at Jonathan's Flooring at 207-9680. They specialize in custom sand and finish hardwood, pre-finished hardwood, and all types of laminate flooring. Want to hear something cool? They've been serving Murfreesboro for 12 years, and they have over 100 years of combined experience. And Jonathan's Flooring has a deal for all my listeners. There will be any written estimate from any legitimate competitor, and also guarantee a higher quality of work. So call Jonathan's Flooring today at 615-207-9680, or find them online by going to JasonRecommends at financialdoctors.net.
Your home is your largest investment. If you have storm damage, are looking to remodel, or even to replace your old drafty windows and doors, the quality of work matters when it comes to adding to the value of your home. Don't hire a fly-by-night contractor. Protect your investment and call Residential Services of Middle Tennessee at 907-3040, or just drop by their showroom at 1015 South Church Street right next to the post office. They are a locally owned family business located right here in your hometown. A-plus rating by the Better Business Bureau with over 50 years of combined experience. Here's just a few of their specialties. Asphalt and metal roofing, Energy Extreme Vista windows, siding, seamless gutters, and all types of doors for your home. And all work offered by Residential Services of Middle Tennessee is backed by their 100% customer satisfaction guarantee. You can count on them to be around since they have been serving our community since 2004. Protect your investment and call Residential Services of Middle Tennessee at 907-3040 or online at rsmti.com. And don't forget to drop by their showroom at 1015 South Church Street right next to the post office and mention the Financial Doctors Radio Show to get 10% off today.
Welcome back to the Financial Doctors Radio Show. I'm Jason Qualls, your host, certified financial planner. This is where a cookie cutter financial advice just doesn't cut it. We're talking about taxes. So let's try to give you some tax planning tips today. And well, we're running short on time. You know, we've kind of moved all over the place, but let me move into, well, let's stay with tax tips. But I want to make sure we cover what's known as the Hall income tax here in Tennessee, which many of you may not know is really like our state income tax. Many people believe that Tennessee is without an income tax, but we actually do have one for certain people. But some tax tips here. We've talked about getting organized. Now, make sure you got a file folder. You're keeping your stuff on your computer. But you want to make sure you save all those receipts. And we talked about it before the last break. Now, look at last year's return. If you used someone last year that maybe wasn't a specialist, have someone that is a specialist look at your last year's return. Make sure you didn't overlook any credits or deductions. And, of course, any tax preparation fees are deductible. You know, if you made any charitable donations, keep up with those. And one thing that I see in the investing world when it comes to taxes is if you have an account that's not an IRA or a 401k, just a regular brokerage account, and if you're working with a financial salesperson and not a financial advisor or a financial planner, that they don't really manage your account for taxes. And this is key, because if you listen to the investing show a few shows back, Investing in Good Times and Bad, we can't control the market, we can't control inflation, deflation, and can't control taxes. But what we can control is whether how much exposure we have to tax. So invest your money in things, if it's a taxable account, that's tax efficient. If you have losses at the end of the year, before December 31st, you may want to look at selling the things with a loss that realize those losses. That's what's called tax loss selling. And that's one thing you can control. So there's no need to hold on to an asset that you could replace it with something comparable when you can get a loss out of it. So that's investing for tax efficiency. And also, you know, it's, you know, the Warren Buffett rule. Warren Buffett's out there running around saying his secretary pays more in taxes than he does. And he really spins that in a weird way. It doesn't mean she pays more in per dollar taxes, just as a percentage. But the reason he pays less as a percentage is because most of what he has is dividend and capital gains taxes, which taxes is at a lower rate. So holding on to assets that are long-term investments can be tax efficient. So that's one way. You know, you want to make sure you're not holding everything that produces ordinary income, because ordinary income is taxed at a higher rate. And Grant said earlier, let's save money on homeowners and car insurance. If you save, if you get a tax refund, put it to work. Pay off debt. Put it in college. Put it in the IRA. And do everything that you can to itemize on your taxes. And one other tax tip. I wanted before, at some point we had searched to get a tax advisor on the show. And I didn't really do a whole lot of searching for this show in particular because we're going to just really talk in a broad spectrum. But I wanted a CPA to be a part of the show at one point. And what I found is a lot of CPAs out there now that actually are selling financial products. And I think that's just the biggest bunch of whatever. You know, if you want to be a financial salesperson, fine. I have no quorum with a CPA wanting to sell mutual funds and insurance. But don't be out there saying that you're giving sound tax advice and then on the back end trying to sell them financial products. I just think that's a huge conflict of interest. I just don't think that's like an attorney, you know, giving medical advice. I just think it's weird. Focus on what you want to focus on. Be a financial salesperson or a financial advisor, or be a tax planner or tax advisor. You can't be both. That's a conflict of interest. So beware of CPAs that are trying to sell you financial products. You got to think, why are they wanting to do that? Well, they're trying to increase their income. You know, if they wanted to be a financial guy in the first place, they probably wouldn't have got their CPA. It's not an easy thing to get.
No.
It's tough. And I know because I have eligibility to sit for the CPA exam. I just don't want to sit through the hours. I don't want to study right now. So, you know, I have respect for the knowledge they have in being a CPA, but I think that them crossing the boundary and getting into the investment insurance world is just way out of their expertise. It'd be like me holding myself out to be some kind of great, you know, I can do any type of tax return. That would be ridiculous. There's no way I can give sound financial advice from a financial life coaching spectrum and then say I'm a tax specialist as well. So that would be just flat out ridiculous. But that's a very side caveat there. But moving on, some quick tax saving tips. If you have a car for business, keep up with your mileage. And if you've changed job, especially lost a job recently, and it cost you money to find a new job, you may be able to deduct these job search related expenses. Most people may not know that. And if you moved to take a new job, you could qualify for a deduction for moving expenses. So that's two deductions that are very relevant with our economy. So if you've lost your job, changed jobs, you could be able to deduct those job search expenses. And if you work from home or have a home office, don't forget to deduct certain expenses related to that home office.
There are certain things, though, because I do that deduction. You need to, again, you need to be with the, get with a CPA so they can tell you there's certain parameters that you have to follow for it to be considered a home office. So, again, I'm not going to go into them because I'm not a CPA, but I've been coached and told what I can and cannot do to get that deduction. So,
cool. And one other thing, you know, we have a sponsor of the show, Residential Services of Middle Tennessee, and this is one deduction for energy efficient windows and doors. I think this deduction went away in 2011. I'll have to do some research, but I know there's some other things you can do to your home regarding energy efficiency. But if you give Residential Services of Middle Tennessee a call at 907-3040, if you're thinking about making those energy efficient upgrades, they can probably tell you which ones qualify for a deduction, which ones don't. It could be your roof, it could be windows, it could be doors, that kind of thing. We don't want to overlook those deductions. And of course, if you've gotten married in the year, gotten divorced, those have certain repercussions. And if we talked about earlier that the marriage penalty comes back in 2013, so be aware of what those things are. And you may not want to get married this year. I'm just kidding, because the marriage. I'm just joking. But be aware of what the repercussions are for getting divorced or having a child, that kind of thing, in your tax filing. And one overlooked thing that I've seen on a lot of elderly folks or near retiring folks is if you have long-term care insurance, that this is an area that could be tax deductible based on your age and certain parameters. But I'll put this on the website, financialdoctors.net. You want to make sure if you're paying long-term care premiums that you could be missing a deduction there if it's not included. And we mentioned one of the tax filers earlier. This is one of my earlier careers as a certified financial planner. On this deduction, I first learned about this deduction. I looked at the return from a previous year, and she had missed that deduction. We amended returns for the last 3 years and saved her a bunch of money. So you can always go back and amend your returns if you've missed a deduction, if it makes sense to do so. And you always want to weigh cost-benefit. How much does it cost to amend? with a professional versus how much you're going to get back. And one of the things that's relevant with our area is gambling winnings and losses. I don't know if you know out there, listeners, but if you play poker or the slots, any winnings that you've made has to be reported as taxable income. But if you have any losses, you can take those losses against, offset those losses against those winnings. So let's say you won $30 from a lottery ticket but spent $15 previously on lottery tickets. That's a deductible expense. You really only netted out $15. Most people don't know that. I think there's some subject to some limits there, but get with your tax advisor. So it's not just a pure, flat out, just pure income game. You can offset with the losses on gambling. And one other thing I want to make sure we got into today's show about tax planning, and it's, what does Tennessee have a income tax? And well, we do. It's called the Hall tax, and in 1929 it was passed into law in Tennessee by Senator Hall. That's why it's called the Hall tax. And this is an individual income tax imposed on individuals and some businesses too that receive interest from bonds and dividends from stock. So, if you're out there and you have a high amount of dividend income, you could be paying a 6% Tennessee State Hall income tax. Now, there's some exemptions out there. For people over 65, if you're single, you get a $16,000 exemption. If you're joint filing, it's $27,000. I think in 2012, it increases more. But most people don't realize, well, if you're paying it, you probably realize. But if you're on that verge of retirement and you have, you're going to generate a bunch of dividend income off your taxable brokerage account to live off of in retirement, you need to be aware that if it produces enough, you're going to be taxed by the state of Tennessee. And you know, even though we don't have a flat or marginal state income tax for everyone that just earns an income in Tennessee, we do have an income tax for those receiving stock dividends and bond interest here in the state. So I want you to be aware of that. So if you're close to retirement, and that could be an option for you. And the other thing I want to make sure we cover is business owners. And business owners, you know, they set up legal entities out there, and they all really do it because they want to protect personal assets from business assets, whether you set up an LLC or a corporation. But you need to be looking at, what are the tax advantages of each? Note, LLCs, partnerships, S corporations, C corporations have different ways that they are taxed. And you want to make sure you're setting them up in a way that's going to be the most tax efficient for your business, because it all really plans on how much income you think your business is going to generate. An LLC may be better for one person. An S-corp may be S-corporation may be better for another person. A C-corporation, another, and a partnership for another. And that's key. And one of the things out there that's very controversial with a lot of tax folks is the S-corporation income. And I've had an S-corporation since like year 2000. And that's where a lot of the income that comes off the, well, I won't say a lot, some of the income that comes off a S-corporation is not subject to payroll tax or FICA tax. That's the Medicare and Social Security tax. And that's just one of the little tidbits that's out there that I don't know if it's a right for your situation, but it's one of the things that most people don't realize that the S-corporation gives you a break on. And if I'm not mistaken, there was a presidential debate, actually a vice presidential debate between Dick Cheney and John Edwards back in those years. And it was funny because John Edwards was kind of harping on Dick Cheney about giving tax breaks to the rich. And John Cheney turns to John Edwards and says, well, hey, Mr. Edwards, didn't you take one of our so-called loopholes by setting up an S-corporation for your law firm? And when you won a $25 million lawsuit, you saved X amount of millions of dollars in taxes. And I thought that was kind of hilarious, that because, you know, the point is with that is we all, the law can help us all if we understand it. And that's the key part. We want to make sure we understand the tax code or have someone that's on our side that can make sure we're maximizing deductions. That's the key part. So get with a professional. So we've covered a lot today, and we have to close it out right on time today. So we have 5 minutes left in the program. And we've talked about just easy tax saving tips. We talked about the state income tax in Tennessee. And two ways, the main ways that I see, and Grant spoke about this too, is don't give too much money in withholding to the government so you get a refund at the end of the year. Don't do that. It's ridiculous. Well, I thought you were going to say something, Grant.
No.
Never mind. I don't want your input anyway.
You're on a roll.
We're just joking around in the last few minutes of the show. But and the other part that we've talked about with holding is really keep good records. And I guess we should have added a third because we've hinted on it the whole entire time, is work with a professional.
Absolutely.
That's key, man. Because it's tax planning is tough. Now, I can advise you, I can find a lot of these missed areas when we're doing financial life coaching. But if it gets too complex, I'm going to go talk to a specialist, just like your general internal medicine medical practitioner would. They can say, well, I think you have this wrong with your heart, but let's go see this heart specialist. Let's go see this brain specialist. Same thing that I do. I can look at your overall situation, help you out. And for more, you can go to jasonwqualls.com or also financialdoctors.net. But before we close out the show, let me get one more ad here from Dusty Brown. Dusty Brown Jewelry and Style. And for more about her, dustybrown.net, give her a call, 439-7836. You know, she's a local stylist here, produces handcrafted jewelry right here in Murfreesboro that is not mass-produced, sold in many high-end retailers. It's also sold on her website, but E. Allen Boutique, Sugary's on the Square, Reeves Sane Drugstore. So go to dustybrown.net and check out her unique style, her unique jewelry there on the website. But any closing thoughts, Grant, on taxes or anything having to do with?
No, just to follow up, I mean, in doing taxes, I mean, especially for business owners, I mean, it saves you more money to sit down. Just the stuff that I have to do and you have to do to get it prepared for an accountant is amazing. And then the accountant has to do all that. So it really, you definitely, I believe in CPAs especially.
That don't sell products.
That don't sell products. And mine is out of Nashville, and I really have had him for years, and I didn't realize whenever Jason was telling me about what he was running into, I couldn't believe it. That cheapens the whole industry. And it's a very professional, very hard. I know people that have sat for the CPA exam multiple times, and it's very that's disheartening to hear that in here in Rutherford County that we don't have more people that are just doing, you know, taxes and being tax professionals. And I think we should really try, Jason, try to find somebody to get on here that we can recommend, because I think it's important.
I would love to have one. I've kind of gave up in my search, but we need to have one. We need to have one here that's objective, that's knowledgeable, very educated, and very transparent in what they're doing. And they can be a part of the show to answer some complex stuff that we just can't answer here on the show.
So if you're a CPA out there and you're listening and you don't sell financial
hit us up,
products.
Facebook, email, financialdoctors.net. We'd love to have you on part of the show. But we got Chris Bratcher,
yes,
Vice Mayor, running for City Council, joining us next week. Hope all the listeners can tune in. And he's going to bring some insight to the financial area of Rutherford County. Well, Murfreesboro, not really Rutherford County, yeah, but Murfreesboro. He's been vice mayor for how long, Grant?
Oh, I think it's...
He's been vice mayor since the Mayflower hit.
Exactly.
He's been vice mayor for a long time. We're excited to have Chris Bratcher.
People were still living in Cannonsboro.
We're excited to have him on. So tune in next week. We're going to close out the show, and we're glad for all our listeners. But remember, financial planning, there's more than one way to skin a cat. It's objective and covers your entire financial life. For more about the show, go to financialdoctors.net. Thanks for listening to the Financial Doctors Radio Show.